This huge installation consists of an assortment of mostly dull brown objects like industrial detritus from an abandoned mine or metalworkings on the floor in an area about 25 feet square, dominated by a 19.5-foot high triangular shape like a witch's hat, suspended at an angle across the far corner from the centre of a horizontal girder about 5 feet above it. The triangle's sharp tip, bending slightly into the corner, is wiggly, like a guttering flame, and its base just touches the floor. Its surface is lumpy and pitted like baked earth. While we're exploring this work, the best place to be is facing the triangle. About 5 feet in front of the triangle is a kind of silver go-kart. An ironing board shape rests on axles connecting four hollow blocks, wheel-like, except each is on its side and sliced into a part wheel segment. Two are semicircular and two are just quarters. Arranged around this are 34 sausage or spiral shapes, like squirts from a giant toothpaste tube, the biggest as long as your forearm and others no larger than a hand. Some look like root vegetables and others like fruit with a stalk. Over towards the far long wall is a small trolley with three real wheels. And in the bottom left of the installation is a tripod on which is a 1-foot-4-inch cube, the same texture and colour as the triangle, with pottery shards embedded in it. On top of that, in the centre, is a shiny circular object 1 inch in diameter. This sculpture is called Lightning with Stag in its Glare, and it was created by the German artist, teacher, politician and activist Joseph Beuys between 1958 and 1985. It may seem modern and abstract, but it was inspired by the exact opposite. Each element has a precise symbolic function. The triangle cast in bronze represents a bolt of lightning striking the ground and illuminating a group of animals. For Beuys, it embodies the raw energies of the earth and his fascination with materials which generate, store and transmit that power. Bronze conducts electricity, with the added advantage for a sculptor that it fills in the finest details of a mould. Beuys cast the bolt from a section of a mound of clay, direct, therefore, from the very earth itself. This mound had, incidentally, formed part of an installation near the Berlin Wall in 1982, its summit the same height as the top of the wall. You may be interested to know that this gallery is twice the height of most of the galleries in Tate Modern, the ceiling 23 feet above the tip of the bolt. The silver-coloured cart, aluminium to suggest the flash, represents the stag. In Northern European mythology, the stag is endowed with spiritual powers, and in Beuys's work it symbolises protection. Here it's protecting the squirts and blobs, primordial organisms from the opposite end of the evolutionary scale. The stag may also be a warning reminder of a time when mankind worshipped the elemental forces we now mistakenly believe we can control. The three-wheeled trolley represents a goat, and on the tripod cube, also cast in bronze from soil, the circular object is a real compass pointing to magnetic north, again reflecting Beuys's concern with the planet's energies. Beuys believed in the revolutionary power of art, and for him, materials like those here were a metaphor for the creative forces in all of us which can heal society. It was a wartime experience which first informed his belief system. During the Second World War, Beuys was a Luftwaffe radio operator. He described how he was shot down over the Crimea and then rescued by nomadic Tatars who nursed him back to health by rubbing his burnt and frozen body with fat and wrapping him in felt. Later, fat and felt were among the materials which often featured in his sculptures. He said in an interview,
"When I built up a kind of theory and a system of sculpture and art, and also a system of wider understanding, anthropological understanding of sculpture being related to the social body and to everybody's life and ability, then such materials seem to be right and effective tools to overcome, one could say, the wound of us